Hi, I am Delaney Marth with Asheville FM. I have with me Katie Cornell from the Asheville Area Arts Council. Katie, how are you?
Hey, doing good.
So tell me a little bit about you and what you do for the Arts Council.
So I am the new executive director of the Asheville Area Arts Council. I've been there about 6 months, six and a half months now. And we are making some changes, I think for the better. So since I've been there, we have a new mission statement. It's keeping the arts at the heart of our community. We are changing some of our programs. And most recently, we announced that we're moving from the refinery to a new location at the corner of Charlotte Street and College Street in Executive Park.
Awesome. So what prompted this move and the change in what you guys do?
Yeah. So at the refinery, there are about 10 artist studios. And, you know, between managing the building and the programming for the building, we felt like we were spending too much time focusing on that management and not enough time on the entire art sector, you know, because we serve all of Buncombe County. And so we felt like it would be a more appropriate move for us to be in a more of an administrative office environment that would give us the flexibility to really get out there and serve our entire area.
And you mentioned the refined mission and the path moving forward. Well, what does that entail, like the art at the heart of the community?
Mm-hmm. So the Arts Council has been heavily focused on individual artists for a while now. And with that, again, we're trying to serve the entire arts sector. So in my time when I first started at the Arts Council, I ran around and talk to a lot of different arts leaders, really assessing what they wanted from the Arts Council. And what I heard loud and clear is they want the Arts Council to be more of a stronger advocate for the arts sector. Also, what I heard was they would like more professional development and business services from the Arts Council. We have a really fast-growing, very unique art sector. Normally, an area of our size wouldn't be able to support so many arts organizations. And with that, it comes a lot of competition. And so making sure that our local arts organizations have all the resources they need to be successful in this competitive environment, as well as their organizations grow and become larger. So that's something that we are really exploring right now. We're doing a creative sector survey where we're asking arts organizations, you know, what kind of professional development, what kind of business services do you want to see from the Arts Council? So we'll take that and use that as we help to as we develop our new business plan.
Mm-hmm. What kind of outcomes are you hoping to see with these new changes?
What we're hoping to see is the Arts Council really stepping into that role of becoming the umbrella organization for the arts in Asheville and in Buncombe County.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect any pushback from anyone in the community who might want you to stay the same?
Actually, we haven't really seen much pushback.
Okay.
I think that this is a role that people have really wanted to see the Arts Council take for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you talked a little bit, or you mentioned the creative sector series. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Sure. So our creative sector summit is something, is something that we have done in partnership with the city of Asheville for 10 years now. This is our 10-year anniversary of the event. It came out of a visioning process for the downtown master plan. And really, it is very unique to have this kind of a summit for the arts sector. And I really think it's one of the best things that we do. So we've looked at expanding this, and so this is where the Creative Sectors series has come in. And so what we're doing with that is we started a survey, which I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So this will be an annual survey that we do of arts organizations to really evaluate what's happening in the sector. We're doing a talk series leading up to our summit. We had our first event last night. It was really good. John Philman from the city, outdoor events manager, and Rosanna Mulcahy, business inclusion manager, came and spoke to us about what they're doing around special events with the city to make them more equitable and inclusive. Our next talk in February, Nate McGackey from Arts North Carolina is coming up to speak about how we can do better arts education advocacy. We've got some wonderful programs in Asheville City Schools and Buncombe County Schools for the Arts. We just want them to be more accessible to all students throughout their K-12 experience. Mm-hmm. And then in March, the Director of Public Art in Chattanooga is coming to speak about creative placemaking and what they're doing there in Chattanooga. And then the other piece is we're expanding our summit to a 2-day summit, and we're kicking it off with a dinner to really talk about the results from the survey, find out how our city and our county are supporting the arts, and we'll also hear from the director of the North Carolina Arts Council, Wayne Martin, about the arts in our state.
Awesome. So what else is coming up for the Arts Council? Is there anything else that you guys are particularly excited about, or a new change, something that's the same?
Well, right now we're in boxes. This week we're moving, and we're really putting a lot of focus in the creative sector series right now. We also have our Arts Builds Community Grant, which is launched right now. We try to use that grant to really highlight the work in the community of more marginalized communities and give them a leg up to really enhance our community.
Sounds great. Thank you. That is all I have. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.